The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, and is for those of you who don't know Barry, he's an Israeli citizen who had written extensively about the assassination of the premier, prime minister of Israel, Rabin, and pointed out that the story that the Israeli people were told just wasn't true. Rabin was assassinated by the Shin Bet, which is sort of the counterpart of the FBI over there, and actually, recent surveys have shown that about 50% of the religious Jews living in Israel believe this. Now, Barry has actually traveled throughout the world, and he's written a number of books, speaks extensively on not only the murder of Rabin, but of many other key government officials by a cabal of people. And, of course, the people in charge today, Perez, Barak, Olmert, are certainly all part of this cabal working against the best interests of Israel and intent upon destroying their country, just as there are people within the United States in key positions who hate America, who hate sovereignty, and want to merge us, first of all, into North American Union and then into a world government. So there are people in Israel today in key positions of course, are making concession after concession after concession, not to bring peace to Israel, but to destroy this nation because they have an intense hatred of it. But they can't tell the Israeli people that any more than the leaders of America can tell them that the ultimate goal is the destruction of our national sovereignty, of our constitution, our freedom. So we'll learn a lot from Barry about what's going on in Israel because the same things are going on in America today. Barry, thank you so much for being with us.
Always my pleasure.
So what are we going to talk about today?
I'm going to start with the news out of Israel. I have an important story to tell. Eventually we'll get to it, that requires your listeners to take in information they've never heard before, which must be very frustrating, but I'll simplify it, and that was the murder of, the only murder of an Israeli judge. And in the book that I sent you, Bye Bye Gaza, it's in the first chapter.
Right.
But I'm going to have to talk about events in Israel first, because now we really are going towards war. Israel is being pushed into some action in Gaza, something that's going to spark a legitimate war where, of course, it has no allies in the world anyways. But right now, Syria is just stocking up on Russian missiles. Hezbollah and Lebanon are stocking up on missiles. Everyone has got them ready. Now, this was not a good week in Israel. And finally, there's real protests. What should have been done years ago. It happened in the Shderot, that two brothers were just in the wrong place when a Qassam rocket hit. And one, the eight-year-old brother has so far had one leg amputated, and the other looks like it's coming off as well. This is an eight-year-old kid. His brother was also hurt, but there was something about the story of an eight-year-old kid losing his legs that finally brought the Shderot residents to what are left of them. There's only about 7,000 people living in the town out of 24,000. and they can't leave the town because the government won't allow them to abandon their mortgages. That would be defeatism. The others have left town and taken on the debt, and they're paying the mortgages despite the fact that they're not living in the houses. They don't care anymore. 7,000 people don't have the money to find replacement houses, and, well, their children are under daily rocket attack. And yesterday, finally, they marched to Jerusalem. They blocked the entrance to the city. They attempted to rush Omer's office. The police maltreated them, but again, when your prime minister is in danger of a mob, I suppose that's what the police do. It's building up now within Israel that, well, people don't like to be have missiles landing in their town, and their eight-year-old boys losing their legs, and Sderot exploded this week. And, of course, the blocked roads should have been years and years ago. In fact, the rocket threat wouldn't exist if Israel had won its war in Lebanon a year and a half ago and knocked out Hezbollah. There wouldn't be a rocket threat, but Israel lost the war, and the Arabs got a taste for victory, and now they're coming in with tens of thousands of missiles. And it could be this week, it could be next week. It's really, really now close with Israel in turmoil. The government, despite being utterly controlled and corrupt, are now getting public pressure to take action in Gaza. The day that that happens, Tel Aviv will get 10,000 missiles from Hezbollah and from Syria. They're all aimed at Israel. There are now, the numbers are at least 60,000 just from Syria and southern Lebanon. As soon as Israel pushes into Gaza, the country is simply going to be blocked. People are going to die by the hundreds, if not the thousands, just from rockets. Today, Israel attacks Gaza.
And, of course, there was no reason for this to have happened if Sharon had not insisted that the people living in Gaza, many of them there for 40 years, be forcibly taken out of that area and turned over to the Palestinians, who then used it as a base for sending their missiles into Sderot. So people don't understand that this was, the people in charge in Israel are not stupid. They knew what they were doing. They were giving a close-up base to the Palestinians who hate Israel, so that now they could launch their missiles. Now that the missiles are being launched, oh my goodness, we're going to have to do something, and maybe we're going to have to attack Gaza. And of course, I agree with Barry. I think we're on the verge of a war over there. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if there's a war over there, it's going to affect you here in the United States.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here in the at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, you pick up the story.
Also this week, there's a campaign going on to get shots out of the government, and supposedly that's going to save the country. And I've been writing the campaign leaders. I know them. And I just said, stop wasting people's time. We went over this last week, not on this station. People in Denver, I guess, have to go to my website or your website to hear how thoroughly blackmailed the Shas Party is and has been since 1984. And they're blackmailed over, amongst other things, a murder that took place in New York. Well, it was the mother-in-law, the adoptive mother-in-law of the head of Shas at the time, Aryeh Deri, and these people can actually reopen the file, and they can put Deri in prison. There's a lot of reasons that Shas won't leave the government. But I wrote these people, and I said, if you don't know this, you don't know Israel. Just do things for a country you do know and leave Israel alone. And even if you get Shas out, and even if there's new elections, who do you get? You get the CFR stooge Netanyahu. And, well, in short, I said the only answer is a revolt against the system. You can't work within the system and use democratic means to save the country. It won't work. It's got to be an out-of-government revolt. And you've got, well, as I say, even a military coup is a lot better than what we have running the country. But don't waste people's energy signing silly petitions for Shas to leave the government. And, well, they don't learn. They're going to believe Israel's got a democracy of some kind until there's no more Israel. And I sort of added a little proof of that. I emailed it to you yesterday that the Shabak, that is Secret Service agent Rabbi Shlomo Aviner, who just destroyed the Gaza protests and had the youth of Judea and Samaria handing out orange strips of cloth instead of revolting against the government who is uprooting the people from their homes. And this is a rabbi I've known and I've met, and it's also a rabbi who has molested women and was easily blackmailed, and he's at it again. He sent out a so-called Shabak secret letter. Like, where is he going to get a thing like that? And did you happen to read it?
Yes, I did. I thought it was very interesting.
Oh, it's just great. No need to protest anymore. No one's listening to you. You're all extremists and nuts. That's the gist of the Shabak's conclusion that protest movement and putting up new settlements doesn't affect anyone. It's a waste of time. And he concludes, our only answer is to talk. Talk to the people of Sderot and talk to the people of Tel Aviv. In other words, don't protest. And the government must be very worried about the protest to use this rabbi in such a cynical and disgusting way. But that's what they did this week. And by the way, that letter that you read in English was printed in the conservative paper in Israel, Makor Rishon, it's not just a side issue. This is being discussed in Israel as a secret Shabak directive, and the directive is that all the protests are a waste of time. And this comes from Shlomo Aviner, the rabbi who made sure that Gush Katif and the Jews of Gaza were expelled from their homes. And as I said, he was blackmailed. He might have been a decent guy sometime in his life. And he runs a yeshiva in Jerusalem that supposedly is promoting a Jewish presence in the old city. It doesn't matter. He's working for the Shabak. And out it went, the secret Shabak files, and lo and behold, all the protests is failing. And, of course, we gather from that, number one, the protests are not failing. And people are very, very worried about the protests. And out comes the rabbi who says in this letter he sends out that we've infiltrated everyone and we're not worried about protests anymore because the Israeli public doesn't support it. Well, the Israeli public must support it for this phony letter to have been distributed all over Israel. All in all, Israel has got to make serious decisions or it's going to lose the country.
And, of course, and basically, I'm sure the Shabbat has infiltrated every group over there and is doing everything they can to keep their freeing protests, to get the people willingly to go along as their country is destroyed. Just as the same thing is happening here, all of our conservative ministries and conservative organizations have been infiltrated, and, of course, they are undermining them from within. So exactly the same technique is used over and over again, and this rabbi obviously has been assigned the job of neutralizing the people of Judea and Samaria and let them to go quietly along with the destruction of their homes and with the destruction of Israel.
Well, people like him and another famous Shabak agent is Avigdor Eskin and Itamar Ben-Gavir. The government puts them on TV and gives them publicity and makes them the leaders of the protest movement when, in fact, they're working for the government. And that's the strategy they're using to pacify the Israeli people. Now, with Sderot this week, the pacification didn't work. You've got the roads, not just Jerusalem. They also did to the Ayalon Freeway in Tel Aviv, blocking up Tel Aviv. You actually have protests arising in Israel, and it all happened this week. I don't know what took it so long.
Now, well, when your home is getting blown up or when your kids are getting killed, then you get concerned, just like most Americans really aren't concerned about what's going on because it's happening to somebody else.
Well, the point is, up till now, the residents of Sderot have just simply moved. But these people can't move. The government has blocked any way to get rid of their mortgages, claiming that would be defeatism. So they've got nowhere to go anymore, and they're not blocking the roads of Jerusalem. And all people should be blocking the roads of the entire country. The problem is you've got a war coming, and the government has not prepared the people. And this is no joke. Nobody is prepared for an upcoming rocket war. Instead, the government is talking peace. Okay? You want preparations to make sure you survive, and the government is talking peace, which, of course, is an utter waste of everyone's breath because the war is coming, and the peace is just, it's formulated by people who don't want peace. And you have a situation in Israel that deep in the hearts of the whole country, they know it's going to be an awful war. Now, the old Israel, in a case like this, will start threatening with its worst weapons. This is Menachem Begin used to do that secretly to the Egyptians, that if you keep fighting us, we'll nuke the Aswan Dam, and there won't be an Egypt. Now, the situation is not so simple anymore. Even if Israel used the threats of their nukes, who are you going to nuke? The missiles are coming from the Gaza Strip. You're going to nuclear the Gaza Strip and poison the west coast of Israel. You're going to nuke southern Lebanon and poison the Galilee. You're going to nuke Damascus, 15 miles from the Jews of the Golan Heights. Who are you going to nuke? Okay, this is just, it's absurd. And I've heard this for years, that no one can take down Israel because it's the world's fifth largest nuclear power, whatever. The fact is, there is no one to nuke. Israel is on its own, and there's no answer. You can't fight a rocket war. Now, Israel might be able to rocket, let's say, Damascus. Maybe. They can cause some damage. But if the war is fast, and if you have 10,000 missiles landing on Tel Aviv, the war will be over in a day or two.
Well,
and Israel will be lost, and the Holocaust will begin, then, well, Damascus will take that risk. They're willing to take damage to get rid of Israel. And that's what's coming up right now. The country's in turmoil. The Arabs are restocking by the thousands, I heard. In the case of Syria, I've heard that thousands of missiles, Grad missiles, that can hit anywhere in Israel with accuracy are flowing into Syria right now. They're preparing for the big war. Now, as soon as Israel does something to protect its citizens, Sderot, by the way, is one example. Ashkelon is only a few miles a little farther than Sderot is from the Gaza Strip. You're talking about protecting your whole country. As soon as Israel moves into the Gaza Strip, the missiles start falling from Lebanon, a day later from Syria, and that country is just get used to it. If that is the case, and that's what happens, just get used to a world without Israel. As sad as that is, and for me personally, and I mean personally in the sense that my children and my sister and nephew and niece and my cousin, they all live in Israel. But I'm just giving the objective facts. The government will not defend the country. And to its last and final days, the government will not protect the Israeli citizens. And that's just an ugly fact. And the turmoil is from everywhere. Israel is now the Western world, or the democratic world's leading starver of children. The figure is 740,000 children are malnourished in Israel. That's 31% of the children don't get enough to eat. The economic situation is a disaster, and people really are, they're in no mood to fight. They can't even eat. So, there, I just summed up this week in Israel.
Well, did the government ever give the people back the gas masks that they collected from them?
It doesn't matter if they did or didn't. Those gas masks are useless against rockets.
Oh, I know, but as far as if there was any either chemical or biological agents there, and just psychologically, I would think it would be important that the people had the gas masks, whether they were effective or not. At least they would have at least think they had some protection.
And I think those days are done. If you have rockets smashing into your building with or without chemical agents, you're buried under rubble. And all the gas masks and rooms with plastic sheeting is just not going to protect you. What the government's got to do is act like Israel and show flex muscles against the enemy. And it's not doing anything. You know what? Gas masks, no. Flexing muscles, no. Nothing. The government is going to actually watch as the country goes down the drain. There are reasons for this, which we've done in the past, and maybe we'll do again, the ideological reasons of who founded Israel and what. But the fact is, nothing is getting done, nothing whatsoever.
Well, it's a tragedy, and certainly, you know, it must be terribly discouraging for the people living in Israel, but at least the people of Sderot are mobilizing, and perhaps they'll encourage people throughout the rest of the country to mobilize, because when they're being betrayed by their leaders, as they are, and of course those leaders tie right into the Council on Foreign Relations, many of them are right into Washington, D.C., and carrying out the program of Washington, D.C. for the destruction of Israel. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better. Limu Mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting Limu Mui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, and how they can get your DVDs.
Sure. Now, what we're going to be talking about next is my book, Bye Bye Gaza. You go to Lulu, LULU.com. In the right-hand corner, it says search. Spell my name. Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. And it'll take you to the books. I would recommend Bye Bye Gaza. Well, it's the most up-to-date, that's for sure. The website is the BarryChamishWebsite.com, but just writing BarryChamish.com will take you to it. DVDs, I've got a new MP3 with 124 radio shows from the year 2007, a best of, you can call me for that, 904-501-7605, again, that's 904-501-7605. 501-7605. And what I'm going to speak about now, it's actually very, very important in Israel, but it's a bit obscure here. It's the murder of Judge Adi Azar. And I actually played a role here that's kind of unfortunate, and we'll get to that shortly. But Adi Azar was murdered in July of 2004, 2.5 years ago. Now, a little background about why he was murdered. In the years 2003, all the way to December 30th of 2004, he was the judge that exposed the PLO. And here's how it was done. Now, in the United States, by the way, in the year of 2004, there was a major legal decision that an American named Yaron Unger sued the PLO for the damage caused to him by a bombing in Tel Aviv. A seafood restaurant was bombed, and he was badly hurt. He was awarded $116 million. I doubt he's collected it, but he still awarded it. The same thing happened in Israel in two trials. Two people sued the PLO, and Judge Azar was the judge in both cases. He was the registrar of the Tel Aviv court. He was a major judge. Now, in the first trial, the Egged Bus Company sued the PLO for damages caused by their bombing campaign in the year 2002-2003. 154 people were killed. It was 50-odd buses were destroyed. And Judge Azar ordered the PLO to pay the Egged Bus Company 164 million shekels, about $40 million. Now, that wasn't the end of it. That was bad enough. The Egged trial was 54 dead. But then there was someone by the name of Yosef Azuz, and he was in the restaurant we spoke about, the Tel Aviv seafood restaurant. Judge Azar awarded him $4 million in damages. Now, this is bad enough for the PLO. They didn't even show up in court. So on December 30th of the year 2004, Judge Azar did something extremely strong. What you've got is Israel giving the PLO a lot of money. And they have a bank account. The PLO has a bank account in Tel Aviv at Bank Hapoalim. And Azar ordered the PLO to disclose its assets, or he would put a lien on that bank account until they did so, to compensate both Egged and Yosef Azuz. Now, the PLO had to respond to this. This was a genuine threat, and they actually showed up in court with their list of assets. Now, the total, what they claimed is the PLO had $74 million. We know that that's a joke because Arafat by himself hid $300-some-odd million in Switzerland. That's the Guinnessar scandal. But nonetheless, they hired a Jewish lawyer, and they disclosed their assets, which barely covered Egged's compensation. But nonetheless, the PLO does not like to publicly disclose its assets. They mentioned 74 companies that they owned. No, it was 15 companies that they owned. Well, there was a convention center in Bethlehem and a communications company in Kuwait and so on and so forth. But this was incredibly dangerous to the peace process. And the reason is there are thousands of victims in Israel. And Joseph Zarr was setting the precedent that the PLO has to pay them for their terror. And a decision was made that we're going to just kill this judge. Now, how it was done is a bit complicated, but I'm going to do my best right now. He was murdered in July 2004. The people in his neighborhood saw someone on a motorcycle pump five bullets into him. He just got home from work, and they pumped five bullets into his car, and then the motorcycle took off, and which is, you know, midday Tel Aviv in the heat of July. It means there was a safe house nearby. He was dead. And the case suddenly got based on rumors. Rumors all over the place, rumors about who killed Judge Azar, and it was a love triangle. This is what came out in the press, that he was having an affair with his secretary and his wife was jealous. And this is, this exact strategy was done after Eliyahu Ben Elisar was murdered in Paris. If we have time, we'll touch on that as well. I'd actually like to talk about that murder as well. But this was the original attempt at smearing the judge. And it was just, it was fertilizer. Now, then you got the real murder was solved 6-7 months later in the year 2005. Now, this isn't easy, so let me explain the murderers, the conspiracy that the Shabak arranged. It was precisely the way they murdered Rabin. All right, get ready. There is a prisoner in Israel named Yitzhak Chechiavelli. He's a Georgian Jew who was put in jail for murdering a business partner.
Well, that will be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish, and we talk about the murder of the judge. He was a problem. Well, they got rid of the problem. In fact, these things happen. They happen in Israel. They happen in America.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Thank you.
American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry. Barry, go ahead, finish up the story.
I will do so. Now, I gave a lecture in Jerusalem as soon as they uncovered this murder plot, and all of a sudden, it was filled with soldiers. It was filled with Israelis. I gave it at something called the Root and Branch Society. And Israelis started phoning me up, saying how much they admired my work, and they wanted to know when I was going to lecture on the murder of Judge Azar. And it was in all the papers, the English papers, Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, that I was going to lecture on two murders. The murder of Rafi Eitan, who next week I'll talk about that as well, and Judge Azar. And suddenly, what a crowd. We had a crowd of soldiers and Israelis and people who had never heard me before all showed up. And the next day, Apticielli's lawyer, his name was David Weiner, he was shot dead in his house after I gave my lecture.
Now, why did they kill the lawyer?
Because they assumed I got my information from him.
Oh, I see. Was he defending the fellow who killed the judge?
Yep. Yitzchak Chechiavili.
Okay.
David Weiner was his attorney.
Okay.
Now, here is what they told us, and I expose this in my book, Bye-Bye Gaza, as well. What they told us was that Chechiavili had contacted another prisoner also sitting for life on murder. His name was Rafi Nachmani. And from his itty-bitty little cell, he told Nachmani that who was going on a furlough. He was about to leave on a furlough, absolutely illegal, by the way, for murderers who haven't been in jail for about 12 years. He was in jail recently on murder, that while you're out on furlough, go and kill Judge Azar. And Nachmani supposedly asked Chechiavelli, was he the judge who sentenced you? And Chechiavelli said, no, I never heard of him. I never met him. So Nachmani says, well, why do you want to kill him? And Chechiavelli is supposed to have said, to shake up the judicial system and get leniency on my sentence. That's why he was going to go and kill Judge Azar, Rafi Nachmani, because Chechiavelli wanted to shake up the judicial system and have an easier time in jail. All right, now I looked at this, and Chechiavelli has never heard of the judge. Never met the judge. The judge had nothing to do with his sentencing, but he's going to kill him to get his sentence eased up. Now, I did kind of a humorous speech, and I just said, well, you mean to say your sentence will be eased up if you kill a judge? And
you got to be pretty gullible to believe that, but I guess a lot of people over there are.
Incredibly, I mean, they bought the story, and Chechiavelli, of course, answered, yes, when you kill a judge, your jail time is much easier. Go and kill the judge, you'll see how great your jail time becomes. Now, they're selling this story that Chechiavelli killed a judge he's never met to make his time in jail more pleasant. And I'm just pointing out the absolute stupidity of that reason for killing Judge Azar. However, Nachmani is let out, and he's not captured, by the way, for like 2 years. There's not a police all-out points bulletin to catch this murderer who has escaped on a furlough, which was illegal in the first place. And he's staying, by the way, in the best hotels in Israel.
Where is he getting the money?
Pardon me?
Where did he get the money to stay in the best
hotels? Of course. Where did he get money at all? Where did Chechiavelli get the money? He's sitting in jail. he's not earning a good living being life imprisonment for murder. All of these things are obvious. You would think they were obvious, but the Israeli people are incredibly stupid. And they bought this story, and I'm pointing it out. Now, it gets weirder. You bring in another conspirator, and he doesn't know what's going on. Avinom Hajbi. Nechmani hired Hajbi as a driver. And they went to Judge Azar's house three times for about 10 minutes each. On the fourth time, it was in July of the year 04, Nechmani gets in the car after about 20 minutes this time around and gives Hajbi a gun. And he tells Hajbi to bury the gun on a beach in Cologne. And Hajbi asks him, well, whose gun is it? What am I burying it for? And he says, the gun is Ciccivelli's gun, and we're going to threaten the judge so that he gets a more lenient sentencing, that his time in jail is darn right great. And Hajbi says this is out of science fiction. This is what he actually testified to. He said when he heard that from Nechmani, he says that's out of science fiction. But he's paid by Nechmani, and he buries the gun. Then David Weiner, the attorney, gets a letter saying that he has access to the gun, and if Ciccivelli's jail term is lightened and he has new privileges, he'll say where the gun is hidden. Weiner takes this note to the state attorney general, and who turns it down, by the way. That was Mazuz. Turns it down, says we're not making a deal like this. We're not giving Ciccivelli a better jail term because, whoops, I hear the music.
We're out of time, Barry, but it sounds a fascinating subject. We'll look forward to talking to you later this week. We'll have more time. God bless.
Bye, all.
Thanks so much.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and if you don't think things like that happen here in the United States, why, well, you really don't understand what's going on after the after the government killed Martin Luther King. And if you doubt that, we're going to have William Pepper, the attorney, who actually took a case for the King family and brought a suit against one of the men involved in the assassination of Martin Luther King. The case was heard in court here in the United States. And you know what happened? Why, the judge determined that the government was 70% responsible for the murder of Martin Luther King, and not a word in the controlled media. The lawyer we're going to have on here in the not-too-distant future, William Pepper. And, of course, it's an incredible story. Well, of course, the background to that was that certainly the man, they picked up a drifter named James Earl Ray. They actually tortured him until he confessed. He confessed, and, of course, he was then to be sentenced to prison. Once, of course, he got into the court, he said, look, I did not kill Martin Luther King. I want a trial. And the judge, I remember his name was Judge Battle, said, all right, you've confessed, but if you say it was a forced confession, we'll give you a trial. Do you know what happened to Judge Battle? Why, the next day, within 2 or 3 days, he had a heart attack and died. He had a heart attack and died, and the next judge who came on wouldn't let James Earl Ray have a trial, and they sent him to prison, life imprisonment, for killing Martin Luther King. And he wasn't involved at all. It was a couple of special forces hit teams, and that story is, you haven't heard it from Colonel Marvin. We're going to put together a 4-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King. He was assassinated by the same people who killed President Kennedy and killed his brother. These things happen in the United States, just like they happen in Israel. And you better understand that there really are evil and wicked people working in Washington, D.C. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. This is the last week we'll be making the offer for 25 copies of the DVD of Brotherhood of Darkness, nicely packaged, 25 copies for $99 plus shipping. We'll have them in a week, and so the author will be withdrawn. So if you're interested, 25 copies of the DVD, Brotherhood of Darkness, why, you can order them today at 1-800-544-8927. Got a great new DVD or four tapes, a great new DVD on weather modification by Bob Fletcher. We have my four tape or four CD set on weather modification. We carry a book on weather modification. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they know how to modify the weather, and I believe they're doing it. I believe, of course, they use this as a weapon throughout the world. Zygmunt Brzezinski even talked about this back in 1970 in his book, Between Two Ages. If you want to order any of the items that I've mentioned, the DVD, the four tape or four CD set or the book, and you ask for the pages from Brzezinski's book, where we'll get them for you, written in 1970. Zygmunt Brzezinski, one of the most powerful men in the world today. Remember the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberger's CFR. Zygmunt Brzezinski talked about how in the future we'd be able to create storms and droughts, and they do. They can create hurricanes and tornadoes, and why are we having tornadoes this time of year in the East? Well, they love to play their little games, but don't you worry. It's all classified and top secret because they don't want Osama bin Laden in that cave over in Pakistan to know what we're doing. Got a great new four-tape set on certainly on Alzheimer's disease, a great new four-tape set on the spy chips, a great new four-tape set or CD set on the Bilderbergers, and two books on the Bilderbergers, and a DVD on the Bilderbergers, and a book called Satanic Crime on the Bilderbergers. 1-800-544-8927. Help us get the truth out while we still can.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. Radio gets results. Radio gets results. That's one.